Penguin Random House Audio presents Besieged. Stories from the Iron Druid Chronicles by Kevin Hearn. Read for you by Luke Daniels. The Eye of Horus.
Atticus shares this story early on during Granuel's training period, in between Tricked and the novella Two Ravens and One Crow.
I am often reminded how a small fire underneath a vast sky can bind people together like nothing else. For all that we are social creatures, we are too often shoved into solitary confinement by circumstance. The color of our skin isn't like everyone else's, or our language is different, or our religion isn't the one that gets us invited to dinner by the neighbors. That last one has kept me alone for a long, long time. There are no more druids walking the earth, unless you count the various neo-pagan versions, who are all operating on 19th century reconstructions. And despite the fact that I have an apprentice, I suspect she won't be the same sort of druid that I am. I mean, believing in the old Irish gods as I do, paying them respect and offering them prayers, observing the holidays and the rites as the Irish used to do in the days before the invasion of the Christians. Gaia doesn't require belief in any deity to be bound to her. She merely requires a highly trained mind and unswerving devotion to her protection. With Granuel, I think there is a willingness to see the divine, to acknowledge and appreciate both its wonder and terror, but a stubborn resistance to worshipping it. But she liked staring into campfires well enough. Fires were warm cups of non-